podcast. I'm Josh Bailey with my buddy AJ Cooper. AJ, what's up, dude?
Nothing at all. But here we are again, sitting here, going to try to talk some golf. It's March. We had 75 degree weather today. People playing golf. I didn't get to. I'm sure you didn't get to.
No.
But man,
March 2nd, 70s. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we got the itch, don't we?
Bad.
So we can't play golf. Let's talk golf.
Exactly. And our guest AJ, we got a lot of nicknames for him, but he's one of the OGs of Mosswood.
That's right.
Some of the older guys will know him as Three Fingers. Some of the younger guys will know him as the Mayor of Fiddlesticks. Or if you don't know him by then, you know him by TK. Terry, what's up, buddy?
Hey, great to be here, guys. And believe it or not, I didn't play today either, but we had a ton of people out at Norwoods today. So, yeah, the itch is there for everybody. They're just going crazy over it.
It's wild. I mean...
Unbelievable.
Everybody I talked to today either was going to play golf or wanted to play golf. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. Everybody's got the itch. So
Terry, tell them what you do at Norwoods.
Well, I'm the clubhouse manager out there. And you clean the bathrooms and whatever, whatever you can do. I do run. They have a lot of outings out there. We have a lot of, I call them tournaments, but they're more corporate stuff and this and that and the other. So run all those things, and they're busy, and it's cool, 18-hole golf course, and in this area and stuff. But overall, like I say, they're pretty busy. And the last 3 days, I've been there and vainly answered the phone and said, "Well, I'm not sure if we can play that day, and if we let carts out, we end up letting carts out today, which I wouldn't have if I owned it, but I didn't own it, so it's not me."
Everybody wanted to be there. How many people would you say play?
Oh, we had, on the register, we had, about 30 signed in, and, half don't sign in.
Right,
so we probably
right.
had 40 or 50 play.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. I'm not sure how many we had at Mosswood, but I know at least a dozen guys played today.
Yep.
And it's wild. I went out there this morning. I had to pick something up out at the shop, and Randy was mowing greens out there.
Yep.
But the flagstick was still in on number 7. He didn't pull the flagstick out when he was mowing. I asked him what was going on there. Well, it was still frozen in the ground.
Yeah.
He couldn't pull it out. So
Aaron Gibbs told me the other day that there's no flag on 6. I seen it laying on the side, like kind of by the sand traps.
Yep.
And he said that there's still ice in there, so he couldn't put the flag back in. But everybody's got the itch. It don't matter.
Yeah,
absolutely. We only allowed the front because, our back down there, especially in the bottoms 11 and 12.
Yeah, impossible.
They don't get a lot of sunshine down there. And, there's still ice and snow going on down there.
So, all right. That's good. Well, what about, was today the first day out? Anybody was allowed to play?
Yes. Yeah, for the most part, yeah. Yesterday we had some guys walk 16, 17, 18 because they're kind of up there where they get some sunshine and wasn't too bad.
Right.
And that's about it.
Just playing couple holes.
It's been, I will tell you, the worst January and February that golf course has ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, February was miserable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we couldn't get a good day, and then all of a sudden it's 75. So, welcome to
Missouri. New month. Welcome to March, baby.
Right. So, here we play golf. All right, well, one of the big things about this podcast is we want to just promote golf in the area. So, we know Norwoods does a Monday night deal. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have a two-man scramble on Monday night. It starts at 5:30. I'll give you a price. It's somewhere around $30 if you're not a member. If you're a member, it's $22, I think, or something. And it's, we're playing for little skin money and this and that and the other. Sometimes we play the front. Sometimes we play the back. But
sometimes it's big skin money.
And it can be. They used to do a hole-by-hole thing, and that built up and could be, big skin money. We've kind of gotten away from that. Because it limited, you only could play the back if you did it, and so I had other guys kind of said, well, we like to come play the front, so I did away with it last year. We're still debating what we're going to do this year, but right now it's going to be similar to last year, I think. And we'll see. But yeah, on Monday nights, two-man scramble. And I mean, I've had guys leave there so mad, and then the next week they show up and I hand them money, and they're like, well, what's this for? I said, well, you know, because we'll flight it, and,
right.
And you know, there's skin money, and you never know what's going to happen in the deal. But so, yeah, it's pretty cool. And, you know, we love it's a Monday night, like I say, and not a lot goes on sometimes on Monday nights, and definitely not Monday nights on golf course. So we're glad to have anybody that wants to show up, and try to keep it cheap. We give cheap beer. I think it's $2, and we hot dogs are $2 or whatever. We try to keep the price down for everything just to get some golfers out.
Well, when do you think that will start?
I'm going to say April 25th is what I would say right now.
Okay.
Yep. So thank you for that.
Yeah right before, man. I meant
to say that. April 25th.
Cool. Well, I know a lot of guys from Monroe and even farther than Monroe, west here, like to come down for that. So I'm sure a bunch of people are looking forward to it. And
We do. We have good support. Monroe, Shelbina does a good job, Palmar, and all around. And we appreciate all the business, Vandalia down that area. So, yep. Right.
Even see a few guys come from across the river, too.
We definitely have a few of the Illinois boys come over.
Good. Yeah, I know I'm looking forward to those Mondays. Hopefully my wife lets me play some Mondays, but yeah, I'll definitely sneak out for a couple.
We'll be glad to have you.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you ever get where you don't have a partner, you just call me.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you can probably call about anybody and they'll team up with you.
I can guarantee everybody in Hamble will play.
I'm just looking at his In the Grip, you know, partner here, and I don't think we've played in one yet. So if you need a partner for, you know, Mosswood 2-man or just some little Monday deal, let me know and I'll hop in with you.
All right, deal. All right. Yeah, we've been saying we're going to do that forever.
We just haven't done it. Yeah, it's easy for him to dodge me like
that. Well, I don't have a 2-man partner yet, so.
Well, I'll kick flute off in a heartbeat for you.
You hear that, flute? All right. Well, all right, TK, we got to learn more about you. All right, when did you start playing golf?
Yeah, that's the crazy part. A little bit back in, oh man, I can't even say the year because I don't really know, but probably just barely into high school, so probably in the early 70s, let's say. And of course, Monroe City didn't have a golf course.
Yeah, there was no Mosswood. Yeah.
We mainly went to Shelbina and played on the sand greens in Shelbina, That's probably a blast for some folks to hear sand greens, but that's all that was around here. Palmar had sand greens, Shelbina had sand greens, and so we would go to Shelbina and play, and only a couple times a year. And I can tell you I wasn't very good. So, so we started there, and then of course once Monroe City got going in the mid 80s there, really picked it up, and still wasn't very good, and 40 years later I'm still not very good, so that's okay. Anyway, yeah, it was of course somebody had to drive you up there and they had to sit while you played, so you wasn't going to do it a lot.
Kind of a hassle. Yeah.
It was definitely a hassle. But yeah, it was cool. Sand greens, if nobody's ever experienced that, if you ever get a chance, you ought to do it at least once in your life because it's quite the deal. I'll be honest.
A little different game.
A total different game.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then, of course, once Monroe came in, that's kind of the funny part about the deal. You had Shelbina and Palmar, you know, sitting there with golf courses, but they were sand greens. And Monroe came in, and I want to say 83 or 84 when it kind of got everything rolling and it finally got it. And, thank God for, George Spalding and Albert and Harold and all them guys and dye makers. We'd never had one. They spearheaded the whole thing, but then the community got behind it. Once we put grass in, all of a sudden, Shelbina and Palmar figured out we can't be too far behind this deal.
Because
I can tell you, we had a ton of members in the first 2 or 3 years from Palmar and Shelbina.
Right, they wanted to play real grass.
Absolutely, they did. And so, yeah, it really kind of forced that whole deal with Shelbina and Palmar. And then, again, then we got into, you know, having some tournaments and stuff. And so, yeah, that's where kind of Mosswood grew from there. But it was done a lot, so much volunteer work. Shout out even to L.O. Coolman. And you guys, you're way too young for him. He was, you know, the president of the, and founder of Coolman Die Casting and all this. And he would be out there on bulldozer actually doing stuff to help, you know. I mean, he, and I don't even know how old he was at that time, but yeah, he was, did a ton. And, you know, like I say, the whole Die Maker bunch and all them, just unbelievable. Yeah, only way Mosswood is here today,
right?
To be honest.
Yeah, you know, we're too young to have been there, but we hear all the stories about how it was just a big community effort, basically.
That's what's cool about these small towns is you get, you know, Coolmans and Die Makers and them guys, you know, Spaldings and Coolman donating money to it. But when you get the, you know, the guys like you and I just donating time and effort to put, that's what's cool about it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you go put your own blood and sweat and tears into it or whatever, it means something to you too. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And yeah, I still remember in the early days, the truckloads of like peat moss or whatever it was showing up, and you looked up at it and you went, oh my God, and here we are handling every bag out of that thing, you know, to put on the greens and do all the stuff. And yeah, it, I mean, by far well worth it. But we used to have work nights, and we'd go out and cut trees and brush and this and that and the other. And so, yeah, it, I mean, it was more than just, you know, a golf course at that point in time.
And it kind of became the main hobby for a lot of people around here, right?
It absolutely did. For one, we wanted to make sure it worked and was done like it should be done and be a good golf course, but I mean, again, you know, you're in Monroe City and you're, you know, there's not a ton to do anyway, but you got something you know, got involved with, and people just absolutely, you know, wrapped their head around this thing and said, we got to do this. And that was what was the cool part was, just the community effort.
That's cool. I've ran across some old pictures from when it started and everything, and it's real interesting to see. I mean, it was basically just a farm, right?
Yeah, and I don't even remember there. I back in them days, I could have told you the history behind it, and then how George Spaulding was really the one that kind of somehow went and bought this land, and some lady owned it at some point in time. But anyway, not real sure the whole situation there, but yeah, it was a farm, and they, you know, they went in and knocked down trees and I will, you know, Die Makers hired a guy, and I his name escapes me, but he was fairly reputable as far as designing golf courses and stuff, and came in and helped architect the thing
from St. Louis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I talked to his son a year ago.
Yeah.
And tried to get some information about it, and his dad, he's passed away now, but he said he remembered his dad working on this project.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Die Makers fronted that money, and I can tell you, we couldn't have got there without that deal. But that was the cool part, because then you kind of had an idea of what this thing's going to look like, you know, and it was amazing. But again, you know, you needed some professional, somebody that knew what the heck they were doing in this process. But it was cool. Yeah,
well, it turned out great. I mean,
absolutely. We had so they had town meetings and basically held them out at Die Makers in the cafeteria, where we had a lot of them. And it was like, are we going to do this in the original? And people were like, yep, got here's money and go. And so it snowballed from there, but it took them guys to really get it going, to be honest with you.
Yeah. All right, so early days of Mosswood. What about the early days of scrambles out at Mosswood?
When did tournaments start up?
Well, so we actually, if I remember right, and somebody might question this, but we opened, I think, in 84. Does that sound anywhere close? That sounds right,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it wasn't early 84. It was almost like mid, maybe 84. We had a tournament that year, and I don't even remember what it was, two-man or something. And you know, so that started the ball rolling a little bit. We knew we needed to do this. For one, we needed support from people besides our members. Right. We needed outside help to pay for stuff.
Wouldn't that have been cool to be in one of the first tournaments at Mosswood? Right.
Yeah.
Like I said, I, you know, I'm old enough now, my memory escapes me what it was, but I want to say it was two-man, but I'm not sure. But I got to give a ton of credit to Kenny Fulton. Unbelievable. That guy was not scared of anything. What if we try this? What if we do that? What if we, here's what we do sometimes. So he's the one who started the one-man scramble. I can tell you that right now. It's all Kenny Fulton.
Really?
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely was. And I was telling Josh earlier, I'm going to throw out names. Rest in peace, Goonie Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Art, rest in peace, PJ, Paul Jackson. Those guys would go out and play in this time of year when it was crappy, you know, and play two balls.
Yeah.
Kenny said, why don't we have this tournament? Well, all right. I was, you know, younger than them guys and young enough and said, hell, let's try anything, you know. Sure enough. We had the first one. Well, even Goonie Bird is Goonie Bird. Mm-hmm. And so he goes to the TV station over in Quincy and gets them to advertise on their sports thing that we're having a one-man scramble. Okay. Nobody's ever heard of this
Goonie
thing.
Goonie Bird goes to WGEM.
He went to WGEM. I think that's who it was. Anyway, and said, hey, and so they put it on TV. And anyway, year one, we had like 48 guys. And I'm like, yeah, that's okay. And it was okay. And again, it was back there in the same time frame because Kenny said, let's have something at the beginning of the year because then guys can play, you know, they're hitting, that's a lot of golf, but yet they kind of can work their stuff out.
Yeah,
you know?
It's good practice.
And nothing else goes on that time of year. You know, we're not going to hurt the golf course. Anything we get's benefit. I'm like, yeah, that sounds right. So we did that. First year we had about 48 guys. And I mean, we beat the bushes. We had guys from Monroe that didn't want to play in it. We almost forced them to play in it, and they played it. It was fine. Next year, I think we got somewhere around, I don't know, 80 or 90 guys, which I was like, wow, this is unbelievable. Well, in that 80 or 90, we ended up with about, I don't know, 4 to 8 Iowa guys. The next year, we got 100 and some odd guys, and about 20 some are from Iowa.
Yeah.
That bunch just kept coming. And so then we were over 100 for a long time. And it was just amazing. But that Iowa bunch, I'll give them a ton of credit, you know. And, you know, they had some guys, and they had so much fun. They come down here, and, I mean, it just was great for them.
Right.
But, my God. Yeah, I think, I ain't so sure. One afternoon session, because you had morning, afternoon, was almost all Iowa. I think at that point in time.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
when I think of a one man, I think of TK got this thing going. He's not going to admit it, but he did. And he got this thing freaking built up. Can you imagine? He was telling me earlier, We had a, he had 110 guys signed up for the one man, and the whole afternoon flight was Iowa.
Yeah, not even from here.
Can you imagine? I mean, being like, you know, a Monroe guy and saying, "Hey Terry, I want to play in the one man." Well, you don't have a choice. You have to play in the morning on Saturday.
And unfortunately, excuse me. Unfortunately, we had to do that a lot to say, "No, you got to go," because the boys from Iowa are all got
out of town money. Yep, out of town money.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Yeah, I think that's freaking awesome.
It was cool.
And it was, they came for a long time.
They came for a long time.
I remember playing. Even when I was playing in it, I remember playing against some of those guys.
Yep. Kevin, I was telling Josh earlier, Kevin, and I can't even think of
it. Was it Roy?
I can't even remember his name. But he was on one of them star shows, something. He's a singer.
Right, I remember.
Well, they'd have karaoke up at, on Saturday night at Dugout, and there he is up there singing. We're all like, yeah, you know, we getting this star-studded dude up there singing. Right. And he was a heck of a golfer. Him and Kenny, they came, they were good buddies. And, yeah, it was cool. You know, I mean, the relationships you got with a lot of them guys was pretty cool.
And so... That's the one man. The one, the four man had to start shortly after that.
It wasn't very long after that, and that one again. I mean, Kenny and I, of course. I guess I can say it now because Dive Makers ain't there. Kenny and I had a lot during work hours. He was upstairs in his drafting room or whatever he was doing, and I would go up there, and then we would discuss all this. So we did a little bit of this on Dive Maker time, but. It was like he said, we ought to try this, and I'm like, yeah, okay. And so it started off fairly quick because people liked the four man because of, you know what, you not have to be very good,
right?
And you get a good partner or two and you're good to go. So the four man took off pretty quick, and as time went on, then we got, oh man, I mean, because one thing we always, Kenny and I both believed in was have your money be good. You'll draw people with when your money's good. You know, the course is still going to make decent money. They're going to make money on carts. They're going to make money on food and beer and this and that and the other. So, you know, don't be chintzy on that. So we kind of subscribed to that rule, and that helped the cause because we drew a lot of people. And overall, then that thing just kept growing and getting better golfers, and sometimes maybe too good of golfers and this and that and the other. But it was, it became the major fundraiser
mm-hmm.
for the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And still is.
Yeah. I assume it still is. Yeah. With what you guys draw now, no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, it's cool to hear the history of those.
It is.
Definitely. All right. So, from those tournaments back in the day when they got started, we'll just call them the old school tournaments. Mm-hmm. Would you say there's things that are different from the way they're handled now that maybe we should consider going back to, or things like that? Or
so here's the thing, and you all know it and you live it. And
first off, what a great hire from Norwoods to get TK. I mean, what this guy's done in Monroe is he is legit an OG at Mosswood.
Yeah,
I mean, take away Kenny Fulton and Terry Kendricks right there. He is. You know, he's with Art and all them guys he named off. But that's a great hire by Norwoods. I just wanted to get that out there.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But so I'll give you more history back in the day. The four-man started, and it has elevated to the same thing it is today, is, you know, sandbagger, you know, special.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So about halfway through the process, Kenny and I came up with some plans. And like I said, we had a lot of hard moments in this deal. And we said, we got a way to take care of this. And I won't even tell you all the ways because there's several to take care of this.
Tell us off air.
Well, I'll tell you here in the deal, here's what happens. You don't feel your tournament.
Yeah.
That's exactly. And we did. We made some changes. We said if you shoot out a tournament, you shoot out of Calcutta. All of a sudden, our entry fee, you know.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
We finally, I think I even advertised it one time on top of the flyer was Sandbagger Special because we knew that's what it was. Yeah. You couldn't beat it.
So you had to embrace it.
You embraced it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Do you want to make money for your golf course or do you want to try to cut down? And all we heard was the griping and bitching about the sandbagging. Half of them were the sandbaggers.
Right, yeah.
You know, and the other was you couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
To be honest, when you tried, you couldn't feel your turn. That's what happened in the process. So then Kenny and I, after about a year, we almost did it, maybe almost 2 years, we tried different things. And to be honest, then we like, never mind. You know what?
It is
what it is. Yeah.
Yep.
And move on. And the money was way better on the other side of it. And, you know, sorry that, you know, most of the time, and I ran these things 84 to, I can't even think, 14, 15 years I ran them golf tournaments. And I can tell you, I'd be at bar when, you know, we made the cut and, you know, half of them are mad at you because of
what made
you
cut. Yeah.
And I'd get chewed out up there, and I said, I finally learned to say, you know what? The problem in this situation is your number and my number didn't match. You went to a number, and it didn't happen to be the number that you thought it was going to be.
Right.
I said, that I can't help that situation. And they'd back off, man. Mm-hmm. But boy, I can tell you, yeah. Going to the bar on Saturday night after the Calcutta, and taking a few, you know what, eatings. Yeah, it wasn't all that pleasant.
Yeah, you almost had to prepare yourself for it.
Yeah, you did. You had to go in mentally and say, okay, I know I got the answers. And there was all, we didn't care. We weren't out there to cheat anybody or screw anybody in the deal. It was, we want to make the best thing. What happened a lot of times, back in those days were even worse. They're better today because there's a lot more better golfers. But you had nobody in championship flight.
Yeah.
You'd have three or four teams in championship flight. Well, you couldn't make a cut and have 15 teams in the morning and 40 teams in the afternoon or whatever you had.
Right.
And so you couldn't do that. So some of them people had to come to the – you know, to play in the afternoon.
Right.
And they weren't happy about it.
Yeah.
I can tell you that part.
Yeah, I can imagine that. What little bit I've done with the tournaments out there, I've had my fair share of ass chewings, and it's, you think, boy, I didn't mean to screw you over. That wasn't my goal here, but obviously you think I did.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, you get some enemies in the process. But, you know, it is what it is. And, again, if you go into it with the right mindset, and you got to make a cut that there's so many got to be in the morning and there's got to be so many in the afternoon. And you can't get away from that.
No, you won't be able to play.
On a nine-hole golf course, you can't get away from
it. Yeah, you just won't finish your golf tournament.
Nope.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, so I will take 1 year. Let's talk about the four man because it got so popular, and you guys face it a little bit now because I'm sure you turn people down. But I took 54 teams 1 year, and I mean we had never we wanted 48, and I'd creep to 50. 1 year I went to 52, and I was borderline. And somehow, whether I screwed up or whatever, we ended up with 54. And I can tell you right now because I'm playing with Art, Kenny, Mike, and me, and we are putting.
Lost what OGs was their name?
Yeah. We are putting on number 9, which was 18 hole for us that night. And I can tell you what, you couldn't see a thing. You couldn't see a thing.
Yeah.
It is dark, dark at that point in time, and that's how we finished. So the next year, I said, "Well, yep, I can't take 54 anymore. Yeah. Because we're not going to get there.
Yeah.
Is that what we took a couple years ago, AJ? 54 yeah. or 52 I think we've, or something?
I think we've snuck 54 in there. And we had, it was probably 5-6 years ago, we had an issue like that. It mm-hmm. was dark. And I yep. remember our last hole was number 2, so number 11. And it was the same thing. We had to, for guys teeing off, we had to go up into the fairway and try to listen for their ball. And they were teeing off in the dark and still had to finish the hole. And luckily, it worked out fine. But, yeah, finishing in the dark.
We did the same thing. We got her done. But, boy, I can tell you, and I had a lot of people not real happy about that deal either. And I said, all right, I got it. But
yeah. Well, I'm sure you heard about our issue last year.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody shot out of a flight.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, I thought it was funny too, but apparently, you know, a lot of them thought that we should still be paying flight money, even though everybody shot out, and we decided not to. Nobody if child
the rules say it on the flight on the flyer.
Yeah,
you sign up and you see the rules.
So I can recall it to a T because I met, I'll give him a shout out, Finn's out in the patio area. There's somebody back there playing. Jeff Graham calls me, said, Terry, you're not going to believe this. And he tells me that
he's pissed when he's calling you.
He wasn't. No, he wasn't mad.
Oh,
at all.
He wasn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was not mad at all.
He was the only team that morning that wasn't mad then.
He said, hey, here's what they got going on. What would you do? And I said, well, obvious to me. And I said, you tell them thank you. And he said, what do you mean? I said, I'd keep their money. I said, you can't pay anybody. They didn't win. They didn't win tournament.
Right. Who's owed the money?
Yeah. You not owed anything. Y'all shot out. I'm sorry. Y'all shot out. Guess what? You sandbagged. I mean, you did it on to yourself. So that's not on me. And the other part of it is, why would I can't pay tournament money to anybody that didn't win the tournament. And none of you won the tournament. So I truly support what you did. I'd been mad if you did something different, to be honest with
you.
So, but
you've been around these golf tournaments for about 30 years, right?
Yeah, or let's go even more than mm-hmm. that, but yeah.
40 years, let's
okay.
say. All right.
Yeah.
So, you've been around this for 40 years. How many times have you seen that happen?
None.
So, there you go. It's rare. It hardly ever happens. None. So, the guys from, you know that are complaining about it, the stars just aligned. None. I don't, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sorry. No. Yeah, it yeah. was just a freak deal.
Yeah, when he called and told me that, I died laughing. And then I was like, oh, my God. And then all the stuff started, of course. And like I said, he even, I don't know who he's talking to, maybe Mike Fulton or somebody else. And I heard him say, Kendrick said, keep the money and tell him thank you. That's exactly what I would have done. I mm-hmm. mean, you didn't have any other choice. There was not a winner. You couldn't give them tournament money. Nobody won tournament money. So you know what? Well, again, thank Mosswood benefits from it. And
yeah,
it's your all's fault. It's not anybody else's fault.
Right. That was another thing. I mean, it's not like. There was a single team that didn't sandbag in that situation. Every single one of them did. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they got to take some of the blame, too. Yeah, I mean.
Well, they absolutely
did. Yeah.
You're exactly right. They all sandbagged. They all guessed to a number that they were hoping you drew.
Right.
And you drew a different number.
Right. Yep.
Well, you know what go put money in a slot machine. Guess what? Sometimes it pays and sometimes
exactly.
it don't. But that's exactly what right. they did.
It is a gamble.
It's not anything you guys did.
Right.
It was all on them. They picked a number. They went to a number. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
Sorry, boys.
All right. So you've 40 years of scrambles. You have to have some good stories from at least Mosswood scrambles or anywhere.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Anything that's safe to say on the podcast.
Well, I don't know. I can give a few, I guess, but yeah, I'll give you. So we we used to go around a lot, and that was the good thing about in the old days. I will tell you, everybody reciprocated. So when we first started out, and Kenny was the spearhead behind this. You know what? We're going to have tournaments. We're going to go to Canton. We're going to go to Kirksville. We're going to go to La Plata and this and that and the other. So I can get, and Kirksville had a good one, a three-man up there. And they had a Calcutta, and it ended up being pretty big
that,
Calcutta.
That three-man is still a hell of a good tournament.
It is a good tournament up there. And they had a hell of a Calcutta. And at the time, Joe Thomas, I'm going to say old Joe.
Big Joe, yeah.
Big Joe, old Joe, yeah. You know, whatever one you want. The one about my age, yeah. Anyway. He ran it up there. So we went up because we wanted to support him. Yeah. And that's what you did back in the day. Because we got a lot of Kirksville and La Plata guys back down here a lot of times. But anyway, we're up there, and they're having the Calcutta, and we're out on the balcony. And I think I bid about $10,000 through that window out there and didn't buy one team. Yes. Yeah, thank God I didn't buy one team because I didn't really have pot to piss in, to be honest with you. But anyway, so that was one of them that we did. But we went to La Plata, and Paul Jackson had a van, the big old kind of custom van. So is a three man up there, and it's me and Paul Jackson and Jim Snitzler were a team, and Kenny and Mike and Art I think were a team. Anyway, so we go up there, and we get hooked up with these guys, and they're somehow beer guys. I don't know what the deal is. But they got a van, and they got this van full of beer. I mean, absolute full of beer. And I don't know if y'all know Paul Jackson very well, because he's been gone a while, and God bless his soul. But there's nobody drink beer like that guy could drink beer. Anyway, we had plenty of beer. We brought plenty. We go, and we're playing with these guys, and it's on Sunday. And, of course, you're battling for your deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we make deal over there, and they got a big old van. They open it up, and I mean beer everywhere. So, man, we've got beer, and we're drinking it like crazy. Well, they truly think they're going to get us drunk and beat us.
So drunk that they beat
Well,
they don't know Monroe guys.
They don't know Monroe guys, and they sure didn't know Paul Jackson, because the more he drank like that deal, the better he got. And, I mean, he got on fire, and we beat their butts, and they were drunk, and we were fine. And he
drove home from Kirksville.
And PJ drove home. Yeah. Yeah. He drove home. I mean, he's had about 82 beers. I don't even know, to be honest with you. But, oh, my God. That guy, but unbelievable, and so much fun to be around. PJ was just chuckle, you know. And I said, when they offered us the beer to start with, I said, hey, we got, and he hits me and says, So then, of course, we drank all their beer, so we got beer to make it home with, so we're good, you know. Yeah, just some crazy things back in them days. Pittsfield had a great tournament. There's just so much back in them days, and it really came about just the camaraderie and just, you know, being with your buddies and playing golf.
Yep.
You know what? Everybody wanted to win, but if you didn't win, nobody really. We didn't get all mad about it or whatever. Right. It wasn't that big a deal. Right. So
you still had a good weekend playing golf.
Oh, absolutely.
And drinking beer with your buddies.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
That's good. Well, I know we. That's one thing about this podcast. What our goal was to. We thought maybe some. Some people weren't traveling to these other tournaments because they didn't know about it. And so we just kind of want to make sure everybody knows what's going on in the area. And let's promote golf in this area. And, I mean, we're Mosswood guys. We're going to promote Mosswood first. But we want to make sure everybody knows about every single tournament going on.
No, and that's awesome, guys. And I appreciate that. And you know, at Norwoods, and we've got some tournaments coming up. We're toying with a four-man in later in May, two-day four-man, to be honest, and we'll see what happens there. the only reason we're toying with it is Terry doesn't want to do all the work, but that's what happens. But, yeah. And I'm with you, and I get stuff down there, and I post it on the board to make sure people understand and this and that and the other. And like I said, I can tell you back in the day, that's how it all worked. We reciprocated. I mean, you'd go somewhere and play, them guys would come to your place and play.
Yeah.
And you should go see other golf courses and this and that and the other.
It's fun to go see other
golf. It is, absolutely, for sure. And I still remember, and Jeff Graham kind of helps me out down there now and works. He was in Centralia. Dan Shirey was in Canton. We had other guys. And about this time of year, we would get on the phone with each other. All right, what are you looking at for your dates?
Right.
We never scheduled on top of each other. Happens now, and I get it, because there's enough events and too many things going on, you can't help from doing it. But we made sure of our core group that we didn't schedule any of our big tournaments on top of each other. And it was so much fun to go all them other places and you know, see how the guys, because somebody every once in a while would come up with something that they did at a tournament, and you go, wow,
that's a great idea. Cool. Yeah,
and let's adapt take it that. Back with
right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, it's a great deal, and I appreciate you guys having me here, and I babble on about old stuff.
Yeah, that's what we wanted.
Man, exactly. Yeah, I tell you.
Actually, AJ and I, you talking about, you know, getting other courses in with you, and you talking about when our tournaments are, when are yours. AJ and I were talking about that earlier in the year, at the end of last year, really, and we need to honestly do that next year, AJ. We talked about, we had like 12 courses in the area. We had Kirksville, Marceline, you guys, Norwoods, you know, just everybody in the area. Let's all get together, and let's say, what are your tournaments, what are ours? Let's make it work for everybody. You all need money, we need money. Norwoods might not need money because they're a bigger course, but these nine-hole
Everybody needs money.
Everybody needs money.
You scratch our back, we'll scratch yours. You come to ours, we'll go to yours. You know, what comes around goes around. So we've talked about that, and I think that would be a good deal.
Absolutely. And, you know, the worst thing of all is if you have, like, your four-man and you schedule it on top of, you know, a Canton that has one of their big tournaments and Shelbina has a big tournament and this and that and other. If you guys all do that, you all lose. That's what you got to avoid. You know, there's so many little tournaments, because we have so many of them at Norwoods, that you can't avoid them. But when you have a big one that is kind of your money maker and this and that and the other, stay off. You know,
absolutely.
Let's figure out how to stay off of it. That's what we need to do.
You're right.
Yeah, you're totally right. And we have to pursue that better. I mean, that's part of us growing this whole deal and understand what we got to do.
It's like we talked, AJ. We're not doing this just to promote Mosswood. We're doing it for the other nine-hole golf courses, the smaller golf courses, Norwood, Centralia, Shelbina, you know, them guys. So if we can all get on the same page, I'm glad you brought that up, Terry, because AJ and I've talked about it a million times.
All right, speaking of, do you guys have any dates set for any tournaments right now?
The only one, we have a three-man one day, and it's in July, and I don't have it off the top of my head. Like I said, the only other one would be like May 21st, 22nd. If I do this four-man, that's when it's going to be.
Okay.
And I've tried to I try to avoid anything that's kind of going on in other areas, especially, and I do look at Mosswood. I'm not going to schedule something when you all have your four-man. Now, I might have an outing or something, but that's their business, not mine. Yeah, it doesn't take people away from you guys. Yeah. That's the main thing. I don't want I don't want to be a detriment to other courses in the area. And I'll be, alliance is still to Mosswood of this. So I look at you, I know what you guys got going on, and I make sure I don't do anything on top of that.
And
so,
we appreciate the shit out of that, I think.
We do. And there's a good group from Hannibal. We just enjoy playing golf with those guys. I mean,
Yeah. And I know that you get some guys at the one man, and you definitely get teams from the in the four man.
Yeah.
And like that's why I said I'm not going to go do anything those weekends. That'd be dumb, and I sure don't. And you guys can fill that one anyway, but you know those guys are. I don't want them caught in between.
Right, having to make a decision.
What do I do? Yeah. And you know, make it easy for them.
All right. Well, as we get towards the end here, anything else you got, Josh?
I don't think so. I think I'm good, Terry. I appreciate the shit.
Yeah, hey, you know what, guys? I love it. I didn't know what to expect. I'm a newbie in the podcast thing. I downloaded the Podbean thing today and listened a little bit, and Mike Fulton gave me that last night and up at Dugout, which then D had to remind me that download it because, I'd kind of forgot, you know.
Like I said, he's a Mosswood OG.
Yeah.
I mean, he's up there with Kenny and Mike and all them guys. You know, he helped build it.
Yeah.
Thanks
Terry,
for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. And let's make sure this isn't the last time you're on.
No. Hey, I'll come back again now that I know the setting a little bit. I was a little bit nervous about
that. Get on here and talk golf and drink beer. It's not so bad.
But, you know, anytime I drink beer and just talk a little, hell, I'm good with all that. So anyway, I appreciate it, guys. And again, you know what, Mosswood's a hell of a golf course. It one of the best in Northeast Missouri, definitely best nine hole golf course in Northeast Missouri. And I hope it can continue because, you know, as all things, it Monroe City needs it. And you know, You guys are fighting financial stuff. Everybody does. And I hope, the powers to be can put you some money here and there if they need to or whatever.
Yeah.
And them days, I remember them days of fighting for dollar here and dollar there. So I hope you sustain what you got going on and can grow from it.
Yeah,
so, well, appreciate it.
Yeah, we're gonna work hard and make sure that happens. All right, everybody, we'll see you next time.
Thanks, boys.